And we've got Josh Aoraki, an astrophotographer and stardrome astronomer. Then we've also got Mike Jonathan talking about Ka Whawhaitonu, his first and our latest te reo Māori film out in theatres now. We don't seem to be able to have Karen Leone, so we're going to Dr. Andrew Connolly. Tēnā koe, Dr. Connolly.
Tēnā koe, how are you?
I'm good, how are you going?
Very good, thanks. I'm enjoying the Auckland traffic.
Oh, fabulous. Well, that sort of matches with the winter ailments that seem to have arrived early and hit the whole country. Yes. How's Middlemore coping?
Look, we're okay. It remains very busy, and we have seen an increase in those winter ailments with chest infections and things. I think, as usual, I'd encourage all the listeners to consider the flu vaccine and talk to their GP or local pharmacy, someone they trust in the health system. Make sure the kids have got, wet weather, got a good coat for when it starts to rain and all these things. But, yeah, we're busy, but we're doing okay.
Staff to deal with the influx of sick people through A&E have you got enough staff to cope at the moment?
Yeah, we have. Staffing's always a challenge. We've got a lot more nurses than we used to have, which is fantastic. And on the doc front, we're reasonable. We're fortunate that we are told that the strikes have been resolved, so that's good news. Look, every hospital will say we always need more staff, and we're the same, but our staff are doing a really good job. Of course, the staff get sick too, so we've been doing a lot to encourage the staff to get their vaccinations and things, but at this stage, we're okay.
And I've been reading about the COVID seems to be, settling a bit, and but we've still got low rates of immunisations for our tamariki. You involved in the boosting rates of immunisations for our tamariki?
Well, the hospital is, yeah. So we have a lot of tamariki come into Kids First and into the emergency department, so there's staff do a lot to raise the opportunities to have a vaccination with our family, with our whānau. There's a lot going on in the community, and that's so under the new sort of way the health system works, that's a separate department to the hospital, but we fully support their work. We just want to get vaccinations as many done as possible for the right people as quickly as possible. So there's a lot going on, but the rates are still low, and we know people are probably a bit sick of being jabbed, but it's a really important thing to do.
There seems to be a lot more, I'm calling them winter ailments because there's so many names and I can't say them all.
Yes.
That are going around. And so what's your advice for our people to, take care of themselves?
Well, I think so the vaccines do help. Vaccines don't cover every winter ailment, and you're right, there's sort of new names for everything. But we still, even with our staff, are saying, look, if you're in big crowds, if you're around people who might have a bit of a cold, or if you've got a cold yourself, then think about a mask again. Staying warm's really important, so make sure, I know the cost of living's tough for many, many people, but making sure you have got a heater, some warm blankets. We've got the Jarmies campaign, where we're aiming to provide 15,000 pairs of pajamas to kiddies in South Auckland, and that's going really well. Keeping warm, making sure we've got dry clothes and that that, you know, the shoes don't leak and things. And I know kids love jumping in puddles, but if they can avoid that, that will help too.
How is that Jamie's drive going?
Oh, it's going really well. So we had an update yesterday from the head of the Middlemore Foundation, and it's the foundation working with Dame Valerie, sort of fronting this, and they're pretty confident we will get past our target, which is great. If people go to the website, the foundation website, they'll find more details. You can just Google the Jamie's campaign, Middlemore, and that'll come up. It's going really well, and we're delighted with how many in our community have responded to the call for donations to help.
Ka pai. Hey, Marama Davidson's breast cancer diagnosis. It's been a wake-up call. Well, hopefully it's been a wake-up call for Māori and Pacific women. How are they being encouraged through Whatu Ora and Counties Manukau to get screened?
Yeah, really great question. So there's a lot of work going on with our community partners, so Marae-based health settings, Pacifica health providers. We've now got the, a few months ago, the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health opened a new mobile screening bus that can go round to communities and hopefully make that more friendly and welcoming for our community. I think, again, a lot of it's around building trust, but getting the messages out, I think, from people who are trusted by the sort of audience we're focused on, so by Pacific and Māori health and community leaders, all helps. But look, at you know, I'm obviously a bloke, so I don't need mammograms, but it really does save lives. It's fantastic, and obviously everyone wishes Marama the very best with what she's going through and what her whānau's going through, because it's everyone's involved in this. And so I just echo, I think, her very brave words about looking at screening as something that's good for you and for the family. So.
Definitely, definitely. So, wow, you're really busy over at Counties Manukau. Is there anything else that we need to be aware of, our listeners?
I think it is just that busyness that, you know, I know everyone probably gets frustrated with delays and things, but look, we're slowly but surely making progress, and I think whilst it's frustrating, if people can just be aware that the staff are doing the very best they can. And it's easy for me to say, try and see your GP rather than come to the emergency department. We know our GPs are incredibly busy as well. So you asked me earlier, the sort of self-help is really important, but trying to keep warm, thinking about those vaccinations, really sort of all trying to be part of the one system will allow us to care for as many people as possible.
Thank you very much. It's always good to catch up with you, and drive well, sit safe in our Auckland.
There's no chance of me speeding, I'll tell you that.
We'll catch up with you soon again. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Much appreciated. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Dr. Andrew Connolly, Chief Medical Officer.